Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living Word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hi, and welcome to Sunshine Saturday of Deep, the Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. I am Denver, and a servant of the Feast S&D family. The gospel reading for the day is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 17, also known as the Fate of the Centurion. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly." Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you under my roof, but say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go and he goes, and the one, come and he comes. I say to my servant, do this and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, let it be done just as you believe it would." And his servant was healed at the moment. Jesus heals many. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When the evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah, "He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases." This is the gospel of the Lord. Glory to you, O Lord. Today, another person of strong faith is presented to us. The centurion has no doubt that Jesus both can and will cure his servant, even by a word, without needing to come to the house. And again, Jesus does so, and later, Jesus cures Peter's mother-in-law. The compassion of Jesus and his desire to relieve human suffering is manifest in every encounter he has with people. In Jesus, I see the heart of God revealed, a heart full of love and compassion. As Jesus heals these two people, I imagine the kindness of his look, the gentleness of his touch as he lays his hand on the hand of Peter's mother-in-law. I imagine what that moment must have been like for her. Compassion and respect were prominent in Jesus' relationships with others. In his ministry of bringing good news and healing, he both took the initiative and responded to requests. He was in contact with people, sometimes giving a gentle touch as part of the healing, re-echoing the prophets. He was the servant bearing our diseases, exercising his ministry to his own people and to Gentiles. Healing lead people to new relationship and response, such as service or following him. Faith provided a meeting point. Brothers and sisters, what is the healing we desire from Jesus? Do we have the centurion's depth of faith in Jesus? If we ask Jesus to heal us, do we trust that the healing will take place in us? The healing may not be an immediate miracle. Also, the healing may not take place in a manner or the timing that we hope for. However, this does not mean that Jesus is not working in us. Jesus is always gracing and healing us. Perhaps we actually need a deeper healing than what we are longing for. Jesus desires to make us whole. Today, may we open our minds, bodies, and hearts to His healing power, and Jesus will not fail us. My dearest brothers and sisters, can I lead you into a prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Dear God, thank you for helping us to make it through this difficult year. Thank you that you've carried us to the uncertainty of deep waters, to the plains of trials, and to the pain of hard losses. We are constantly aware of how much we need you, your grace, your strength, your power working through even our toughest days. Thank you for your reminder that both in seasons of celebration and in seasons of brokenness, you are still with us, for you never leave us. Thank you that you surround us with your favor as with a shield. Your ears are open to our prayers and we are safe in your care. Thank you for your healing power. Help us, Lord, to keep our focus first on you in this season. Fill us with your joy and the peace of your spirit. Direct our hearts and minds towards you. We choose to press in close to you today and keep your first in our hearts and lives. Without you, Lord, we would surely fail. But with you, there is great hope. Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Thank you for joining me in the Sunshine Saturday episode. It just blesses us to know that in this podcast, we're blessing a lot of people. Once again, this is Denver, inviting you again tomorrow for another Deep Soul Sunday. Always remember that Jesus Christ, the Son, is our sunshine. And may the good Lord bless us all, always.